So we read this Gemara quickly yesterday, but again, just to quickly review it and then deal with the Knesset Roman, I want to do this in one day. I know there's a lot of Makarot, but I don't want to spend too much time on it because you guys might kill me if I spend this much time on long sources on Kachim. So the Gemara, in its discussion of how we should talk, tells a little story that Hanutlata Kahane, Charam Regani Kepal, Charam Regani Kezayet, Charam Regani Kezadal. He's an about Lita. So these three Kohanim, when talking about the Lechem Apanim, one said I got the amount of a bean, one says I got a kezayit, and one says he got like the tail of a lizard, and then Gemara says, aha, a tail of a lizard, oi, check his lineage, oh, mamzer, okay, good, wonderful. So, v'kachava, okay?
Well, it might not have actually been mamzer, just because it's...
No, I know, I'm so right. Yes, I know. And probably not a mamzer, maybe a halal, whatever it is, okay? But as I said, the conceptual question, I want to introduce you here a little bit to Kachim, right? Because I don't know how much Kachim you guys have learned in your life, but now you will start, okay? Wait, oh, the Reg Ginsburg.
No.
That's right.
No, I'm saying Kedusha Shviz still.
Oh, we did some Kedusha stuff. You're right. Okay. So that's really Zrayim, but okay. So the Gemara... Before we dive into it, I want to read you one more Gemara, and that's the Gemara in Yoma, where you have this discussion a little bit more elaborate. So the Gemara there says, Tanu Rabbanan, Arbaim Shana, and if you want to start Kachim, Yoma is a good place to start. It's basically the Brachot of Kachim. It's much easier than most of the other Masechot. So Arbaim Shana Shishimesh, Shimon HaTzadik, Haya, Goral, Ole, Biamin. So during the 40 years of Shimon HaTzadik, there were all types of wonderful miracles that would happen in the Beit HaMikdash. So first of all, the lottery for the Sair Lazazel, Sir Lashem, the right hand would always get the one Lashem. Woohoo! Amazing miracle.
Wow.
Mikan Vailach. From then on, Pamim Ole Biamin, Pamim Ole Bismol. Then the world came to an end. And sometimes it came into your left hand. And then it went into its left hand.
Oh, yeah. I was like, kind of.
Halacha has many laws like that so far. V'haya lashon shel zohorit malbin, right? The string that was tied to the Seir Lazazel would turn white. Mikan v'aylach, right? And that would indicate God's forgiveness. Mikan v'aylach, pamim malbim, pamim eno malbim. Sometimes it would come white, sometimes it wouldn't. I remember when I was in Gush, when I was in the Kolel, and we learned Yoma, and whoever it was gave Chabura on this sugya, and afterwards, because Reb Luchan Singh knew everything, critiqued him. I probably told you this, right? Besides for like critiquing some of his lumdos, he's like, and how did you not quote all the relevant things in Greek philosophy about the philosophy of the color red? And why didn't you quote Nathaniel Hawthorne's Scarlet Letter?
Yes.
This is an Israeli, the Mahadran, right? It's like, yes, that was the critique, because he didn't know the Scarlet Letter. You can. Yes. V'haya ner maravi dolek, the Western lamp of the menorah was always lit. Mikan ve'elach, pamim doleg, pamim kava. Sometimes it would go out. Vahaya ish, shel maracha mitkaber. And the fire on the mizbeach would get stronger. V'loikam mizrichim lavi eitzim, l'maracha chutz mishigas eitzim. And the Kohanim never needed to bring wood, except for the two pieces of wood that you're chayiv to bring. Right? Kedei l'kayim mitzvah eitzim. Right? They had to do the mitzvah, but they didn't actually need wood. Right? It was a magical fire. That's right. Mikan ve'elach, pamim mitkaber, pamim mitkaber. Right afterwards, they had to be constantly bringing wood, otherwise it just wouldn't burn. There was blessing in the Omer. And here's the key one. There was a blessing in the Lechem Apanim. And what does that mean? Any Kohen that would get a Kizayit would be fatter than v'yeshochlo umotir. There would be some who would be satisfied and some who would be that have to leave over. Now, what's weird about that? What? Right, so first of all, you see that some of them made kezayas, but some of them couldn't even, right? And mikan v'elach, what? No, because it was so good, so filling. Right, mikan v'elach, nishtalcha me'ira v'omer v'shtelachem v'lachavanim, and after that it was cursed. V'kolko in magia kapol, everyone only got a bean size. And because they were getting a bean size, that snuin moshchinet yidehem, the modest ones would pull back, right? They wouldn't even bother taking any of the lechem upon him. Vagargarin notlin v'ochlin, and the guzzlers would take a lot. Okay? So,
the question that I want to deal with is, what is the nature of the mitzvah of eating lechem hapanim? And we'll see that this may be connected to other korbanot. And what problem do we have here? There's a few problems emerging in this Gemara. One is that the Gemara, our Gemara in Pesachim, and this Gemara imply that it, for certain people, there is a value or maybe a mitzvah for to eat what? Less than a kizayit, right? Which is weird, because normally when we have a mitzvah d'achila, it is b'kizayit. Or as the Torah Kohanim puts it very simply, kol mitzvah d'achila is b'kizayit. Whole mitzvah of eating are a kizayit, right?
Well, that's because...
So that's question one. Yeah. Question two that has to be related to this, which is, when you think of tzaddikim, the chassidim, the tznuin, right? Very good. You don't normally think of the people who say, eh, mitzvah, let someone else do it, right? And here, the people who are, right, the people who are the tzaddikim in this story are the ones who say, eh, let somebody else eat it, right? Which is weird if you assume that lechem upon him is a mitzvah. Good. So what I want to try to do is understand the nature of achilat lechem apanim and see what we come up with. Okay, good. So, right? So we have two questions.
No, I think it's because the board is...
Okay, question one, which is... What value is achol? Mikazayet? Right? And two is, why are the tznuim, right, avoiding the mitzvah? Right? The tznuim are the good people here, right? The modest ones. They're the ones who just let everybody else eat, right? Since when is it a good thing to avoid a mitzvah? Right? And these questions are presumably related. Okay? So, let us try to figure this out, okay? So what do you think? Give me some possibilities. How do you want to approach these questions, right? If you knew nothing about this sugya, which of course you know a lot about it now because you spent the morning learning Karuk so dutifully. If you knew nothing about this sugya, what would you say? How would you begin answering this conceptual problem? Where? Okay, good. So possibility one is, how do you relate to these questions? You'll say that what value is probably Gazayat? Nothing, right? And that's why the Tznuim avoid the mitzvah, right? Because there's no mitzvah. If they're not going to get a Gazayat, there's no mitzvah. And therefore, why bother, right? The conclusion based on that would be that what? Achila is Gazayat. What's the problem? Right, so if you say that achila is a kizayit, so then you'd say, what value is there a problem with kizayit? Nothing. So why did the tznuim avoid the mitzvah? Because they weren't going to fulfill it anyways. Right? Yeah. Right? That would be if you assume that the mitzvah is a normal mitzvah to achila, and that is
eating a
kizayit. Right? What's the problem? Let me repeat this for Kobe's sake, right? So again, possibility one to solve these problems that Eitan says is, listen, what value is Pachum Gazayit? Nothing. Why did Tznuim avoid the mitzvah? They're not. There's no mitzvah. The whole point is, in this sugya, they're only eating a pole. They get no mitzvah, and that's why they don't care, right? What problem is there?
The problem is what Eitan said, is that there were some people who got a Gazayit, and
it was too much, so they stopped eating. That's weird, right? Why would God make a miracle that would prevent people from becoming a mitzvah? That is a very odd thing. Oh, okay. Right? So possibility one, right? So if we... Right? So if we look at this again, we'll say as follows. Look. Right? Let's deal with this conceptual possibilities, okay? So what is, right, this mitzvah of achila? Okay? So possibility one was
Kizayit.
So now, what does this explain? Okay, so
what
right, is so excited? Right, no. So pachot mikizayit
is
equals zero, right? Point one. Point two is right. The tznuim
are not avoiding.
Right, are not.
right, are not avoiding a mitzvah, right?
And at what end point, right? The problem that we have with this shot is
what?
Why would
the problems in purple? The motif is
the leftover food, right? Okay, good. Right, because why would God create a miracle that under normal circumstances they'd eat it because I didn't fulfill the mitzvah, but during the time of Shimon HaTzadik, when God made a miracle, they couldn't even eat the whole kezayit, right? Yeah, and they would leave it over, right? Why would God make a miracle that they would not be Mekayim the mitzvah? Okay, I'm gonna take Kobe's and then I need Moshe's possibility again, okay? But, so Kobe gives possibility two, which is, maybe, what?
It's based on Sphia.
So what's based on Sphia?
The Mitzvah Achila.
Mitzvah Achila what?
The Shior is.
So he says Sphia, now what do you mean by Sphia, right?
Satisfaction.
Right, but what? Meaning what?
Meaning not wanting to eat anymore.
What Mitzvah is based on Sphia?
Mitzvah of eating from the Karpon.
Okay, so there's two possibilities, right? So one is, this had been in Karbanot, or maybe in Lechem Apanim, right? Or?
Brachos.
All of Chila. Right? Maybe Kizayit is really a shear in Sviya, right? That really, Kizayit is just a shear in what people are normally full. It's just that, barring a miracle, right? Right, people need more food, right? Now, what's the difference between these two? Right, none of you went to Rambam, right? So, fine, yeah. Right? You did, right, Zarnar. Right, so at least Rabbi Friedman always loved chakiras that came along these lines, right? Two very nice English words that have alliteration, which is, what is the difference between saying that achila is about a kezayit and achila is about sviya? Very good, right? What is the nature of mitzvah achila? Is it really a quantitative shear, right? Or is it a qualitative shear, right? Meaning, is that kezayit is what you really need, or is that you need him to be full? Kezayit may provide it.
This is a quantitative shear.
Well, no, it's a...
It's a qualitative one.
Fine, you want to give a better one? Quantitative or functional, okay? Right? Meaning, is the way we define eating based on how much you eat or what it accomplishes, right? Right? Or if you want, process versus result. I don't care. You can come up with whatever you want. Mm. Right? So if it's Kidei Sviya, right? So possibly too, is what Kobe says, is maybe what you learn from this is that the mitzvah of Achila Karban, or maybe Achila in general, I don't know, right? Isn't about a Kizayit. It's about Sviya. Now, how do you deal with the fact that the Gemara, that the Midrash says that, the Midrash HaLacha, that all eating in Torah is Kizayit. Why? So maybe you'll say something like, really, it was always about Sviya. Just Sviya, normally, the absolute minimum is Kizayit, unless there's a miracle, right? But if there's a miracle, right, so if that's the case, what would you get? Then what's the value of Tafa mi Kizayit? So if it's Sviya, then mitzvah, right? So why are the Tznu and Moshe in their hands?
Because that was at the Shas era.
Exactly, right? Because less than a kezayit, which doesn't fill you up, is zero, and therefore, there's no reason to avoid it. Right? There's no reason to go for it, rather. Right? That if less than a kezayit will make you full, so then you're mekayim a mitzvah, because the mitzvah is not to eat a kezayit, it's to eat the amount of a karbon that will make you full. Right? And if there's now a curse, and people are not going to be full, and you're not going to eat a kezayit anyways, so then what? Let other people eat and be full. Right? Yes? That's what Kobe's saying. Wait one second. Moshe said something before. Moshe said, wait, I got a different idea. Moshe, what did you say before? Okay, so don't say there's a question, and now suggest that that's what they did and reformulate it.
Maybe they...
Oh, so now Moshe said something. Right? As follows. Maybe you're misunderstanding it, that what? Right? One Kohen ate Kizayit, and everyone else
Elves had Capone.
But it says Gargar.
Why?
It says Gargar.
Good, Moshe, why? Why would this help? Why would this help? I don't understand. If... So Moshe is giving a very interesting conceptual model, which he has not yet explained to me, which is, okay, if you need a kazayit, so I understand, you need a kazayit. If you eat a kazayit, you fulfill the mitzvah. If you don't, you don't.
Maybe it's very fancy,
and Kobe says it's not about amount, it's about functionality. Did it fill me up or not? If I eat enough to fill me up, even if that's something less than a kazayit, I'm becoming the mitzvah.
Maybe.
And if I eat and it doesn't fill me up, I'm not. And why does the bracha change things? Because they weren't getting kazayit, right? Or they didn't need a kazayit. But it's more filling, so they accomplished the goal, right? And that's fine, right? Moshe, what is your model telling me? Because according to Moshe, Moshe said, I have a different solution. What happened was, one Kohen would eat a kazayit, and everybody else, one second, I want Moshe to do it. One Kohen eats a kazayit, and everyone else eats less than a kazayit. And that is okay. Why is that okay? What is the conceptual model that would justify that? That's weird. Is less than a kazayit achila or not? I'll try that again. By saying that one Kohen needs to eat a kazayit, what are you saying? That mitzvah achila is the kazayit. Right? So what's everyone else doing? It's not a bad answer. In fact, it's one of the answers that we'll see. But... Okay, Mordechai, go. I'll let Mordechai redeem you for a second. Yeah.
Well, I just want to say the words tatsagavra. But so
go ahead. So Mordechai says that Mordechai is pulling out every Brisker terminology he can. State Mordechai that there's Svei Dinim, right? There are two halachas going on. There's a din in the Chevs and a din in the Gavra. Okay, good. Now
there's
please explain
din,
yourself because
the,
now you have thrown around.
There's a chiyuv in the chafza and a chiyuv in the gavra.
Okay, good. There's a chiyuv in the chafza and a chiyuv in the gavra. Very good. I would not let him do it if it weren't for the fact that the father of all brisk really was quite appreciative of this. And we'll see it in just a second, right?
Somebody needs to eat the chafza of his eyes, but everybody else needs to eat.
Okay, good. So now, right? So before we get to this
I
one,
I call that
right? Before we get to this one,
I
right, guys, what if I tell you?
I said that.
You just said everyone eats kippol.
That's the implications of Gemara.
Oh, Mordechai! Right, you're okay, guys. So Kobe says, "Mapitom." Maybe everyone is only eating kippol. Wait a second. Is kippol achila? So maybe it is kodesh svia, or maybe what?
It's kodesh soe.
What?
Kodesh soe.
No, you're still going back to the Sviya. Mordechai, I need you now.
The Kiyom is Misa A, but the Chiyov is...
No, go back to your old terminology. What Chefza Gafra? Good. What?
Chefza of a Kazayas being eaten.
Oh, God, no. Come on. No. Different Chefza.
Of eating.
Eating what?
The
what? Eating what?
The entire Lechma Panim.
Oh, so Mordechai said, wait a second. There's two types of mitzvah achila. There's mitzvah achila da gavra, which is kezayin, which is gavra. Here, we can pull out every single stuff that you want, okay? Kezayin is when there is a maisa achila
in the gavra.
Look at that. Every London terminology you could want, right? Oh. So is there any value to eating less than a kazayit?
Yeah.
Right? So pachot mi kazayit, what?
For
is a din
in the
of a tosa'ah, right? A result. That
well, I don't even
is nechal. That the result is that it's not a mitzvah to eat, it's a mitzvah that the object
is
be eaten.
So that's
very good. So the kiyum in the chavza, very good. And now if you have this, now if you have this, one second, wait. And now if you have this Uber Lumdis technology, Mordechai, now that I've made you happy because I've broken my rules only because I'm quoting the Beis HaLevi, and the Beis HaLevi is Reb Chaim's father and literally pulls this move, right? So then we have Moshe who says, wait. Moshe, can he pull an even more brisker move and say, Mapito, what are you telling me? It's either a Maisa Hila Agav or a Din Totsa. Azroi Shay! There's two halachot. There's a Maisa Mitzvah of a Maisa Hila Agav, but only one person needs to do it. And after one person is Makayim a Maisa Hila Agav, so then. You need it. Now, amazingly, I hate jargon so much. However, it happens to me that in this particular case, right, this is every possibility that you currently see on the board is essentially the arguments that is made. If you have those who say, what do you mean? Eating carbonate like everything else needs a kezayit. You have some who say, it's not about kezayit, it's not about the amount, it's about Svia, it's about being full, and therefore, would you to come up with a circumstance in which you could be full of less kezayit to be mekayim in the mitzvah? Then we'll see the Beit HaLevi says, what are you talking about? Eating karbama isn't about a maisa achil in the gavra, which would need a kezayit. It's not about a person performing the ritual act of eating, because that would need a kezayit. Rather, it's about the object being eaten. It's a din in the chetz, it's in the object. And for that, you don't need a shear. You don't need an amount. And then you have some achronim who say, what? You just said that? Aha! Svei dinim.
How does this help for everyone else?
I have no idea. That's how you write it in Yiddish. For all I know, there's like an I in here. And Svei. I don't know. I have no idea. I have literally no idea.
How does this help everybody else, though?
Go through the jargon for the learning.
Okay. Now, for those of you who got confused by jargon, because I hate jargon, but very quickly in English, right? What we just said is four possibilities so far, okay? One is, every time the Torah says eat, it means kezayit. And here too, you get no mitzvah if less than a kezayit, and that's why the people didn't bother eating if it was less than a kezayit. This is a normal halacha b'achila, possibility one. Possibility two is that kezayit, at least by karbanah, maybe in general, isn't really about the quantitative amount, right? It's about the functional role of the kezayit, which is to fill you up. And because of the miracle of Shimonat's, right, the miracle here that they be full, right, you accomplish it with less than a kezayit. So therefore, what's the value of having pachah mekezayit? Well, if it fills you up, then you were kind of mitzvah. And if not, not. So when there was a bracha, it was valuable. When there wasn't, it was nothing. So the tzum didn't bother eating. Okay? Possibly three is Mordechai, which is, wait a second. Maybe the only time there's a specific amount you need to eat is if I, as a person, am obligated to perform a ritual act of eating. Then that ritualized eating doesn't count until I hit kezayit. That's what we call it, right? But maybe karbana or lechem apanim is different because there is no mitzvah for you to eat. There's a mitzvah for the karban to be eaten, right? What matters is the result, not the action, right? Right? That the object, that it's a mitzvah to ensure that the object is eaten. So now coming back to
I don't understand.
Why is it that the tznuim don't bother eating it? Because they knew that other people were going to eat it, so it's fine. And that's why, is it valuable? Now, is it valuable to have less than a kezayit? It's a mitzvah, but not a maisa achila. You're not eating, you are participating in ensuring that it gets eaten.
Right.
And therefore, it's valuable. But it's not a maisa mitzvah, it's participation in bringing about a mitzvah result, right? And then you have Moshe who says, no, that can't be. There must be also an act of eating at some point, some ritualized eating, but maybe what we'll do is we'll have one kohen eat a kezayit, and everybody else will have less.
What? How does it work for everyone else? This is just this one guy fulfilling his maisa.
Ah, so that would be svei dinim, that every karban has two acts. It must be have someone eat it, and it must be.
You must have someone eat a kezayis, which helps everyone else.
No.
That sounds like a chefsa.
So, that someone needs to be kind of the mitzvah as a person. You'll see the formulation, okay?
These are both chefsas. This is not a gavra.
Alright, sure, fine. You don't need to use the terms. Just understand.
Okay, good. Guys, you ready? So now we're going to plug. Yes. What don't you like?
It's a gavra.
Okay, you don't like them. That's fine. We will see that nevertheless, all of these will be taken by somebody. Okay, good. Yeah, why didn't you like it?
The first one was that they gave up for getting anxiety, right?
Because less than anxiety doesn't matter, and so they're giving up because they weren't getting anxiety anyway. Yes,
so,
correct.
Right after this tomorrow, we make fun of someone for taking more. Why don't we do that?
What do you mean? Because once you're becoming a mitzvah, why would you take more?
No.
You glutton.
After they didn't, after...
Well, because stealing is still bad.
Right?
Or you can't impose it or whatever.
The other issue I have, different one, was if she misses on the bread to eat in, how can there be leftovers?
No, there shouldn't be leftovers.
Said that.
Oh, maybe he would leave it over. Maybe he'd give it to someone else and let him have Shirayim. I don't know. That I don't know, right? I don't know. Maybe when it says motir, it means he couldn't finish it. Doesn't mean that no one finished it. It could be he gave it as Shirayim. Who wants the rest of my...
Is Shirayim two words?
No. Shirayim is leftovers.
But is Shirayim the same thing as Shirayim?
Shirayim? Yes, Shirayim. It's leftovers.
Okay.
Yes.
Shirayim is like...
How big is that kedayim? Well, it depends. How big is a kezayit? Probably this big. How big is the most machmir construal that you'll get in modern halacha books? I don't know. Right? You see olive cycles, right? This morning I was just rereading Rai Slifkin's article on kezayit because the book was, you know, lying over there. And of course he's like, yes, the simple shot is somewhere like 3.5 to 6 cc's. And the Chazon Ish is something like 50 cc's. Only 10 times.
Oh,
but
okay, yeah, because he...
Measurements are off.
It's like a... Right, yeah, that's a kid's on you. Fine. So, okay, but as we will see, that basically every one of these positions is taken. Okay, so let's start with the Rishonim. Yeah.
Volume measured by natural
volume. 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 Always volume.
But it has air pockets in it.
Volume.
Do they calculate
and
that?
And because of air pockets, so the halacha is that big air pockets, no. And because some poskim don't know how big an air pocket is, that's why some of them move to mass, but it's wrong. It's obvious. In halacha, it's always volume, right? Because it is volume, right? But yes, some poskim try to transform volume into mass, which only creates headaches. Maybe we'll do this at some point this year, because it is very relevant to
Mishmas.
What?
That's why we have giant olives.
That's why people think that olives are the size of ostrich eggs. Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Right. Yes. Yes, I had one growing up in my house.
What?
Because my mother did the Peace Corps for 3 years in Botswana and brought back all types of interesting things. Okay.
Oh,
one
yeah.
of them was a ostrich egg.
Was it an incubated ostrich egg or?
No, it's just a dog. I don't know. There's all types of random things. Anyways, okay, guys, so you now, between you, have predicted every conceptual possibility in the sugya of the nature of achila of karbanot. Let us plug them in. So look at number two, the Tosfot Yishanim. The Tosfot Yishanim says, Shemagiu kipolets nuin moshchin yedehen. When they got the beans, the frum people would pull back. Omer Rebbe, didavka megiu kipol. Only if he got only a bean amount. Avol b'kezayit lo yamoshchen yedehem. Kidimu l'kayim mitzvah achila. Right? If they got a kezayit, of course they wouldn't pull back. Because then they would fulfill the mitzvah. Avol kan lo haya mitzvah achila l'gamrei kevan she'ein sham ela kipol v'lo hayusvein. So his first line is, what do you need to get a mitzvah? Kezayit, but then he says two very confusing things after he said that very clear statement. His first statement was, well, the reason they didn't bother eating it is because they got less than the kezayit, so no mitzvah, right? Then he says, aha! And here, there wasn't a mitzvah achila.
Legamre. So it was kind of like a mitzvah.
But there was some sort of mitzvah. Okay. So is there mitzvah kezayit? Completely. Legamre, entirely. Right? And why not? Because, and then what? Kobe, what did he say? Because they would only get a bean and they weren't
satisfied.
Full. Right? So what is that? You said to say? I don't know. She starts off by saying, are you
thinking soy, like being subway? I don't know.
So he has, so on the one end he says, do you fulfill a mitzvah you eat less than a kezias? No. Do you get some mitzvah? Yes. Right?
And then someone links it to Sviya. Be'im tomer hechad magin kipol usvein namrim reish tochem eich mekayim mitzvah achila. So he said, wait a second, but the Gemara in Tzachim says that what? They ate kipol and that sounds like they were fine with that. How do they mekayim a mitzvah? Don't you need a kezias? What does he answer? Yesh lomer d'lo boy kezayit legamre. You don't really need a full kezayit. You don't. Ela kezayit adith. Kezayit is better. B'chashiva achila, and it's achila. Ulukulam lo hayu lechon lechalik b'shavet. They couldn't give everyone at the same time. Now, what does he mean? So he could mean a lot of things. He could mean that what? Really, it's not about achila. It's about svia, right? And therefore, achila is better. He could mean that what? That if you get a kezayit, then you get a maisa achila. But if you have less than that, at least you're participating in the result of it being eaten, right? He could mean a lot of things, right? It's not entirely clear. Some people are very convinced of what he means. I'll be honest that I'm not sure which of these models he means, right? Okay. Ritva!
No, you have to introduce a second category into Sphia, which is like,
right, so you could say, right, Sviya is, right, so there's mitzvah achila is kezayit, then there's a mitzvah achila kedei Sviya, which is like, and then there's pachod mi kedei Sviya, right, which is, I don't know, which is participate, I don't know.
That's the lashon they use. They use soin.
Okay. The Ritva writes, v'kol kohen shemagia kipol tznuin moshchen nidehem. So perish rizal. Right, just like we read in Tosfot, that only a kohen only got a bean would pull back. But if they got a kezayit, they would eat it and they wouldn't give it up because they'd get a mitzvah. Okay, that was a quote. He says, I don't understand. Im kein maya difuta de bishat bracha darminan de kol kohen shemigia kezayit yesh ochel v'sovea. He said, I don't understand. Then what's the value of saying that when there was a bracha, that every kohen would get a kezayis and some would be full? Right? If you're going to say that what? The mitzvah is svia, right? Sounds like what he's saying. And therefore, it's really about svia. So the miracle was that people would have a kezayis and they'd be soveya, right? And they'd be full, so they'd become a mitzvah. And here, they wouldn't be soveya even if they did kezayis. And what this whole sukkah is telling us is that it's not about kezayit at all. It's about svia, right? He says, if that's what it is, can't be, right? Mm-hmm. That can't be. Because, havelei l'midna behedi b'hachi, then say that. If that's the chiddush you want to say, please say it. V'chi tema kedeperish Rashi, d'mimei Shimon imagia kepol lo yimeshchen dehen. And if you'll say that, like Rashi, that in time of Shimon HaTzadik, if they got a bean, they wouldn't pull back their hand. Havelei l'midachi, say that also. The Yesh Korsa Bereshim, go in Shemagia Kippol. Some have the gear so that only if they didn't get a Keziah, right? If they got a bean, they would pull back. Well, Ein came to call Svarim. But that's not the gear so we have. Aval Yesh Lomar, the Chavan Dibishad Bracha, Kol Kohen Shemagia Keziah, Ayochel Visoveya. Rather, what you say is that when there was a Bracha, anyone who got a Keziah would eat and be full. Mimela Shamin, the Shemeo Kippol, Loyamoshchini Demi Menu. So then when they got a bean size, they wouldn't pull back. Shai bracha yeshbo, because at least it was blessed. Vim eino soveya, yeah, soed mihat. And even though they weren't full, they were still somewhat full.
They're soed.
Good. Now what is that? Is that a mitzvah? Is that a bracha?
I think it's a mitzvah. It's
a so it could be. Good. So it could be. Now what is the nature of it? Is it like achila minus? Is it a different type of achila? Not clear. Right? And why does it say kezayit? Because most people got kezayit. Just saying that sometimes you were full with a kezayit, sometimes they weren't. So again, the Ritva seems to say like achila is the best, but maybe there's some value with svia, and less than that, there's still something. What is it? I don't know. Achila minus, because, right, is it? Because, but only if you had some level of fullness, right? Okay. Kedarkam Bakodesh, the Achronim, are, right, sort of tease out these conceptual possibilities that we've shown him and formalize them. So, look at the Nitziv in number 4, the Merome Sada. The Nitziv goes full with Kobi Svara. Vatam, Mishum Shibakal Makom Ayamazbiya, V'nechshav L'mitzvah Achila. Done. The explanation of the whole sugya is that, is there a mitzvah eating kezayit? No.
The mitzvah is to be full. Okay, Nitziv and Merome Sada. What you learn from this entire sugya is the only mitzvah. The mitzvah is to eat a korban until you're full, and therefore does it matter if it's a kezayit? No, it matters if you're full. If there's a miracle and you're going to be full, then eat even less than a kezayit. And that's how you explain our sugya. Why in our sugya Msachim are the Kohanim saying, oh, I got a bean size and it was great? Because they lived in the time when there was a bracha on it, so they ate a little tiny bit and they were full. Oh, the mitzvah is sviya.
Which is not exactly what the Tosfos Yishanim
says. No, that's how he understands the Tosfos Yishanim, not Yishanim. The old Tosfot, not the sleeping Tosfot. Oh, different, okay. Right? Right.
Then why?
But the Nitziv just says what we learned in this whole sugya is that the mitzvah is about being full. And that's why, even though they got less than a kezayit, when they were full, they would do the mitzvah. And when they weren't going to be full, they wouldn't do the mitzvah. Done. End of story.
How come in the Braisa then, even though they didn't fulfill it with less than a kezayit, why did it specify that each of them got a kezayit to begin with?
I don't know.
This is just a practice.
Right? Well, okay.
Yeah, but there seems to have obviously Kizayis been something standard, to do with Kizayis.
The Kizayis is a standard shear for you know, like, being satisfied. It's a standard shear.
Right, standard shear, maybe. Okay. So, now we put names to it. So, the possibility that what we learn from the sugya is the real halacha is that you have to be full. It's about Sviya. It's Kobi / the Nitziv. Okay, good? Mordechai, you want the Chepsa Gavra Svara? Oh, good. So turn to number 7. The Beit Halevi, in a very famous piece, says, very simply, Dehare vaday nire, de mitzvah achila kachim lo bi'inan sheyadavka kezayit. When it comes to eating karbanot, you don't need a kezayit. V'raya lazeh, what's the proof? Mehadi ita b'psachim dav gimel. Our sugya, gabe chiluk lechem aponim sharem megil em kipol. That they would only give them the amount of a bean. Hare de mitzvah achilat kachim lo bean and kezayit. So you see that you don't need a kezayit. And then he says, skip, shuv matad b'sev dorish letzion drush aleph, shechakar mitzvah achilat kachim mibay kezayit. Right, in the Sefer Dorish Letzion, he asked, do you need a kezayit for achilat kachim? And he said, he said he tried to understand our sugya and he failed. I think you don't need a kezayit. Why? V'achiluk sheyesh ben mitzvat achilat kachim l'mitzvat achilat pesach. So he says, this is true of all karbanot except for pesach. By pesach, you do need a kezayit. Why? The Baidafka Kezayat Nira Pashut, it's simple. The Bepesach U Matzah have a chiyuv al ha Adam. By carbon Pesach or Matzah, when you have to eat, there's a mitzvah on the Adam on the Gavra, right? Do Mechuyuv Lech al Pesach, so you must eat a Pesach Mimishum Hachim, Achapak Megazayat Loshme Achilah. And therefore, if he's less than a Kezayat, it's not called eating. Vehave kaloach al pesach, awo mitzvah achilat kachim, but general karbanot, haloave mitzvah klal ala adam yuchad, it's not on the person, dolave chiyuva akarpafta de gavra, it's not a chiyuv on the head of the gavra, literally, akarpafta de gavra, right? Rak ha mitzvah de basar kachim, yuhu yichu ne'echalin, it's a mitzvah that it should be eaten. So therefore, he says, yes, he says, Karban Pesach is different. There's a mitzvah achila on the gavra, right? So you actually have to have a kezayit, but when it comes to other karbanot, you do not. Okay. What?
Decide a kezayit then.
Like, by what?
Where did they get that from?
Because in general, you need kezayit achila. Oh, so Karban Pesach is different because there is a mitzvah achila. And we'll get to that later in the year.
What does kizayis have to do with that mitzvah?
Because anytime you have something which is a mitzvah achila, a normal mitzvah achila, you always need a kizayis.
Oh, so he's saying though by Kachimo that doesn't apply.
Exactly. Except for Korban Pesach, which is the exception. Right? And then he quotes, if you skip down, and then he quotes Arasugya. He quotes the Tosvot Yishanim. Right? And he says, what does the Tosvot Yishanim mean when he says that only people who got a Kazayas are Mekayim a Mitzvah, but everyone else...
Wait, Adakir.
What wasn't Mekayim a Mitzvah Gamre? What does he think the Tosvot Yishanim means? Svedinim. That if you ate a Kazayat, what? You were Mekayim a Mitzvah in the? Gavra. But if you ate less than Kazayat, is it nothing? No, you participated in having the Karban eaten. So that's what he thinks Tosvot means. 1 second. Just give me a second. Moshe had said, wait a second. According to Beis Halevi, it sounds like what? If someone happens to eat a kazayat, that's fine. But they don't have to. If the Karban is eaten without anyone doing a halachic maisa achila, that'd be fine. The only real mitzvah is the cheftza. If you have to eat a kazayat, so sure, that's a maisa achila. But is there any value to anyone doing that? Really. Do you need it? No. Moshe will tell me, no. Once you have this tzveidin in, maybe you'll say that a Karban needs both. You need one person to eat a kazayat.
Like I said, it's only helpful right? for one person. That doesn't...
Okay.
Out of curiosity. If only one person is that doesn't help anybody else. That's a chiyuv.
So what? As mitzvah to be nechal. That's how he understands it. So if you look, for example, so now skip for a second to number 9, to the Chatam Sofer. He says, Umi kol makom nihida karban kasher. A carbon is kosher mikom akum ena minuyim yotzim yidei mitzvah aseh shalachil pesach im lo achlum menu kizayit. Right? The carbon pesach would be kosher even if no one ate it, right? Kizayit. So hachana michol karbanu bevada I lo haya necha milechem panem klal rak polin lo haya mitkayim mitzvah aseh shalachilato klal. Right? If no one would eat a kizayit, then the mitzvah wouldn't be accomplished. Why? Because it needs to be eaten. And what does eat mean? So it has a dual identity. At least one person needs to eat it in an act which qualifies as a maisa achila. And then the rest of it needs to be eaten. And therefore he says, oh, be'emet harei ha-kohen ha-gadol not al chelek birosh. Ve'iyu ochal kezayit b'chelek pras kemitzvato. And therefore, how would you do it, Moshe? The kohen gadol would have a kezayit to fulfill the mitzvah in the Gavra, and so that the Karban had at least one person who actually ate it. And then after that, it was fine, right? No one else needed to eat a kizayit. And that's how he understands Tosfot Yishanim, right? That one person needs to do the Maisa Achila, but once the Kohen Gadol, everyone else only needs Kippol because... it just needs to be eaten. They don't need to do a Maisa Achila, and therefore, it's a mitzvah, but not legamre, and if you don't want to do it, no problem, as long as you make sure that someone is going to eat it, right? So you have the Beit Halevi who distinguishes between things that have a mitzvah in the gavra and mitzvah in the chepza, and the Chasam Sofer says, tzveidinim, right? You need both. You need that somebody is mekayim a mitzvah of Achila in the gavra, right? So then an act of achila is done on the carbon, and then after that, it just needs to be eaten. Right? So the Kohen Gadol would have a kizayit, and everyone else would have kippol. So, Svei Dinim. So now, so far, what have we checked off? Right? This possibility is the Beis Halevi, right? It's Svei Dinim, which is the Chatam Sofer. So, Mordechai lines up with the Beis Halevi, Kobi lines up with the Netziv, Moshe lines up with the Chatam Sofer. Yeah.
And the Kohen Gadol eats it?
Yes.
Isn't the Kohen Gadol the only one being Mekayim that aspect of the mitzvah?
Correct. Yes.
And he gets included?
Yep. Now, I won't read inside number 8, but the Beit Halevi is a very interesting nafkamina, which is follows. The Gemara in Nazir has a very complicated sugya of people who eat the Karban Pesach Achila Gasa, right, without right overeating and without the proper kavana, and the Gemara assumes that they were mekayim some mitzvah, and he says why if they're just overeating and they're not having kavana, why should they mekayim any mitzvah? So what's his chiddush?
that you the din of mitzvah tzricha kavana is only necessary when there's a maisa mitzvah. Because the maisa needs kavana. But if the mitzvah is in the cheftza, that it has to be nechal, you don't need kavana because the result was achieved even if there was no maisa. Exactly. Right, so that is the Beis HaLevi's very interesting chiluk that he suggests. Okay, I gave you a few more positions here. The Rabbi Yashiv seems to go in the direction of the Nitziv, right? That it's about not soaks, right? He uses the language of soed, right? But he says, listen, if you're not going to be filled up, there is no value, and that's why the Tznuim wouldn't eat it. But if you're going to be filled up, then you get at least either the full mitzvah or a partial mitzvah, which is why in the time of Shimon HaTzadik, they would actually eat it, because since they got full, like the Nitziv says, the value is Sviya, not a chilek kizayin, and that's why it was valuable. Okay, that is Reb Eliashiv. The Mikdash David in number 6. This is one of the key svarim on kadshim in general. He quotes our whole sugya. He quotes the Minchas Chinuch. I just want to get you the key line. So go down, look down, where he quotes the Minchat Chinuch, four paragraphs down. Od katav shama Minchat Chinuch. The Minchat Chinuch wrote, the mitzvah rechila kachem eina el al kezayit echad. Kevin jalachadim echad kezayit min hazevach. Eina lav od mitzvah rechila kachem. Vashar lav rak belav lototiru. Aval ase leka. He has a slightly different formulation, which is, the first kezayit, there's a mitzvah of achila.
Afterward, what is there? Is there a
mitzvah of
mesa?
No.
A lot of leaving over.
Exactly. So the first kizayit you eat because there needs to be a mitzvah achila, and after that you need to have it eaten, but only not because of an asay that it's ne'achal, but because if you don't eat it, you'll violate the problem of leaving it as notar. Right? That's the minchas chinuch.
Would that be a standard formulation of tzeidinim, or
it could be. Right? The Mikdash David himself rejects it. So the Fiani died the Adrab, Mishum, they have a Siyata, the Maimachi didn't call the Bachur of Asar, etc. He disagrees and he says, no. The mitzvah must be on Kizayit, right? And he does not buy this at all. So therefore, you just look at the top of the second page for his actual answer. He says, "Uveikar kushara." Avi, wait 2 minutes. Uveikar, guys, no. Uveikar kushara tosfot yom tov v'minchat chinuch al yidlechem v'parem sheyam egil kol echad kipal achila bekezayit yesh la in laayin minale divin and shir achila mikarbal karvar ben bekarban a milo yitzarvu shtei karbanot l'shir achila. He takes a totally different position. The Minchat Chinuch says, you're wrong. The conclusion from this is what? How much do you need to eat to be mekayem a mitzvah and a karbano? Kizayit. So why then in our sugya do you find you aren't needing kizayit? Because everybody here, all of these possibilities assume that when you eat a karban, how are you mekayem the mitzvah? Only if you eat a shear of this karban. They don't understand that the thing that the entire sugya is understand is a mitzvah achila b'kizayit? Yes, but kizayit of
this
karbanot. It's a kizayit of all karbanot put together. And therefore he says, the sugya says they're eating less of kizayit.
Wait, what?
They're eating less of kizayit of this karban, but then they would go and have some other karban. Oh, exactly. So now we finally have a name on,
or it's the ultimate chefsa where you're just combining all the chefsa.
So now we have a name to every position. The one who says everything is about normal maisa achila, the mikdash David. How does he deal with all the counter evidence? He says the only chiddush you need to make is that the mitzvah isn't in this karban; it's in karbanot generally. The Beit HaLevi says it's normal mitzvah achila or mitzvah in achila of the gavra, karbanot or in the chefsa. The Chatam Sofer says, Tzvei Dinin. You need someone to do a Maisa Achila, and Everyone else can just eat kippol to make sure it's eaten. You have a different variation than chaschinoch, which is that you have a maisa achila and then lavdil dosiru. Then you have the nitziv and Rabbi Yashu who say like Kobe that no, the real key to understand is that it's not about achila, it's about being full, and therefore you have a miracle that it makes you full in the life of the kazayit. That's also fine, right? That is almost everything. The only thing I'll just add is that there's a little bit of a discussion. Is all of this... Moshe, just wait. Right? I have 1 minute, so let me just finish my thought. The last thing I'll just note is that some of the Acharnim ask, is this whole sugya only about karbanot? Or can you prove from this sugya that even when you don't have a kezayit, you're mekayim miktzat mitzvah? By every mitzvah, Pachon Mikajir is Mekayim a partial mitzvah, and maybe that's what everyone means. That's what the Maariv Chiyus proves from here, and therefore he says, if you don't have a kezayit of matzah, what should you do? Eat whatever you do have, because what you learn from the sugya is that Pachon is some sort of mitzvah, and that's how he understands the Ritva, that's how he understands the Tosfot Yeshanim, but if you look in number 11, you see that some of the Acharnim are not convinced by this analysis, and that is the quick overview of the unique nature of mitzvah achilat kachet.